morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Super times. Thank you very much for getting up early and speaking to us.
That's okay.
Tell us all about little Harry.
Harry is 10 years old. When he was being born, he suffered a stroke. And I think it may be a result of that. He's got hydrocephalus. He's got cerebral palsy. He's autistic. He's got hypermobility syndrome. He's got chronic fatigue and pain.
Yeah.
He's got stomach problems, bowel problems, suffers with migraines. It's quite a long list with him. He's quite an individual with that.
Sarah, practically, day to day, what sort of difficulties that the rest of us might take for granted, what sort of practical difficulties does Harry experience and you as a parent?
Just even getting up out of bed, waking up himself because he's quite always tired. Just everyday things, even thinking, I need to get up, I need to do this, I need to do that. He needs constant prompting. And as a parent, day to day, you can't really plan anything because no day actually goes as well as it should. It's just everything. Nothing can be planned.
Yeah.
Because it's all unpredictable.
Now, you say in your letter that Harry uses a wheelchair.
Yes.
But there's some difficulties with that.
There is, yes. Even sometimes going to the park, wheelchairs don't move too well on grass. Because it's a manual wheelchair. It's just basic manual wheelchair from the wheelchair service. We tried to attempt going to Licky Hills. We didn't get far at all because the wheelchair wouldn't push on the stones or anything else.
So, Sarah, what's the one thing that would really make a difference to you, Harry, and the whole family?
Being able to get out a bit more, just a bit more independent, trying to live a bit more of a normal family life because we are all sort of like held back a bit, not able to do as much as we should be doing as a family.
Well, listen, Sarah.
Yes?
We've fixed something nice for you and Harry and the whole family, which I think is going to make your life a hell of a lot easier. All right, and it's all thanks to our friends at the New Life Foundation. The guys have been brilliant. They're going to provide you with a specialist buggy, which means that you, Harry, and the rest of the family, you can go and do things like play down the local park and you can go to Licky Hills and all these kind of things.
That's great.
All right?
Thank you.
So it's a big and bulky thing and it's going to be, you know, you can go up the hills and it's going to be in snow. You're not going to be stranded at home.
That's going to be perfect.
It's about £600 worth. So this is the best thing you can get. All right.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And I'm sure that'll make everyone's life a little bit happier as well.
Yes, it will. Thank you very much.
Not a problem. All right. And give Harry a cuddle from us and wish him a Merry Christmas. All right.
I will do. Thank you very much.
Thank you for speaking to us this morning, Sarah.
That's okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.